You are listening to WMIE, today's Modern Worship, 91.5 FM.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and to be glad in this day. That must be our quality decision. That must be our confession each and every day. In this day, I choose to rejoice and to be glad. Good morning to you, Pastor.
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Yes. It is Thriving Thursday, Triumphant Thursday. This is the day.
And I am excited.
Yes.
I need somebody today to be excited.
Excited.
To be alive.
Yes.
Because we have one more day to do damage into the kingdom of darkness.
Yes.
How do we do? Show some light. Show some light there. It's dark. We're going to show some light. That's how we do damage. Wherever we see darkness, we put some light.
That's good. And then it has to flee. The darkness must flee. Cannot comprehend
okay.
the light.
Pastor Dye, don't join on to more light. There's enough light in that room. There's a room out there that is dark. Bring that light over there.
To the dark room.
To the dark room. You know, that's another deception of the devil. And we just come on this show to always expose the lie of the enemy, which is subtle.
Yes.
He is so subtle using the deception.
Yes.
And you know you're not going out there to do no drugs as no Christian. You know you're not. You know you're not going out there to steal nobody. So he got to get you. He got to deceive you some way. So what he's going to do is to take a truth and he's going to twist it now. Is to immobilize you by letting you only looking for where a lot of light is.
Yes.
And that's where you want to go. Now remember, this little light of mine, I'm going to make it shine. I can shine it when the whole room is light up. No one see that
little light.
No one's
going to see it, yeah.
But I'm going to go where it's dark, and that little light will shine. So I encourage you this morning, find where there's dark and chaos and bring some love there.
Yes.
Bring some joy there. At lunchtime today, someone is not up to it, not making their day count, not feeling good or is down. Oh, just go stand around a little bit and smile. That will change.
Yes.
So the person might ask you, what are you smiling about? Oh, yeah, there's that open door there. There's an open door right there.
Yes.
Right there. You don't have to Bible beat anyone. I tell us, stop using the Bible to beat people up. Just spread joy and love. That's enough.
Yes.
What the world needs now is love.
Yes.
The love of God. Sweet love of God. God's love. Just smile. Walk up to that cashier and just smile. He said, why are you smiling? You open up that. You just open the door. Because God is in me. Today I feel good.
Yes.
You can just say, today I get up and I was just worshiping God and I feel good and that's why I'm smiling. Ah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
The source.
Yes. Go for it, Pastor Dye.
Yes. This month we're talking about knowing why you're here focuses your life. When we know why we are here, it brings focus on to our life so we can make forward motion. Too many times we're busy just trying to maintain the visible, but God is calling us in this season to receive the blueprint in the invisible realm to establish and build his kingdom. So there is so much more for each and every one of us to do in the earth realm. There is so much more to be done. And while there's breath in our body, God has an expectation that we are working the gifts and the talents that he has equipped us with, that he has put within us.
Yes,
in our most inward parts.
It's in you.
Yes, he has already wrote in the vision before you were formed in your mother's womb. The vision, your assignment of what you were called to do in this earth realm was already recorded in the books of heaven. And then everything that you need to be able to manifest that vision was put in your most inward parts as you were crafted in your mother's womb for such a time as this. Such a time as this. God is looking for a return on his investment, that great treasure that he has put within you. There's great treasure in the earthly vessel. There is great treasure in your earthen vessel on this morning. So stop looking at the earthen vessel and dig out the great treasure that he has put within you.
Everything that we need to do the work of God is within us. Mm-hmm. It's in us.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to go search for it. It's within us, mm-hmm. and we can do it. And our assignment, and we always talk about it, our assignment in this radio show, every day, Monday through Friday, we're going to be faithful to it because God has assigned us to do this. And we come on here to help you, the radio listeners who listen to this show, you're listening to it by divine invitation.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, you know, they were just going on and just turn their radio on and just switch to this station. That's divine. And they hear us at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
And now they continue to become our everyday listeners. Why? Because we are here to help you to make your day count, to live a productive life. We're not here to talk about theology and give you all these deep stuff. Because Jesus, when he came, he knew his assignment. Mm-hmm. Pastor Dai says, it was simple. Jesus says, it's assignment. Mm-hmm. Jesus was so simple, man.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing deep about Jesus. All his teaching. He says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he hath anointed me. He's commissioned me to preach good tidings.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Good tidings. Whatever come from Jesus' mouth was good tidings, mm-hmm. was to lift people up. He says, here's a good tidings. Open up the prison. Those people locked up in prison have no hope. I come to give hope.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, to open the blind.
Mm-hmm.
So those people who can't see anything, mm-hmm. I come to open their eyes so that they can see. Those people who can walk, to make the lame walk. Man, this is Jesus' gospel. Practical gospel.
Yes. To heal the broken,
brokenhearted. Practical gospel. Mm-hmm. If your heart is broken this morning, we're here to encourage you. We're here to encourage you that Jesus redeemed you from brokenhearted.
Mm-hmm.
You're redeemed. You don't have to live your life with broken heart,
mm-hmm.
because he come to set the captive free.
To set at liberty those who are oppressed.
You feel oppressed this morning?
Mm-hmm.
You are free in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It's as simple as that. Someone said, no, it's not. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
The word of God is very simple.
Mm-hmm.
He just called for you to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Believe what it says and do it.
Yes.
That's why we teach a celebration. We don't have to give you 5 theological reference. He just say, love your neighbor. Just love your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
What do you need? You don't need no more explanation. Who is my neighbor? The person next to you.
Mm-hmm.
The person you live beside. The person you work with. That's your neighbor. Just love him.
Mm-hmm.
Just love him. That's my neighbor. The Bible says, love my neighbor. Do good to them. Find somebody and do good. We don't need no theological reference for that. We don't need no theological reference to make my day count. I'm going to go out on this Thursday and do something good.
Yes. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6 through 10, says, for it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness,
yeah.
who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So we got to get it. That same God,
yes,
who commanded light,
yes,
to shine out of darkness in Genesis chapter 1 is the same who has shown a light in our hearts. Verse 7, but we have this treasure
in
earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. So we got to get that on this morning as you're focusing your life. Knowing while you're here,
yeah,
helps focus your life, make your day count. There is a treasure. There is treasure in your earthen vessel. The excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. So we're not to be judged by the earthen vessel. There is a greater glory on the inside of you. There is treasure on the inside
of you.
A treasure that deposited by God himself. Verse 8, we are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair.
Come on.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Yes.
Struck down, but not destroyed. The treasure that is in you cannot be crushed. It cannot be in despair. It cannot be forsaken.
Yes.
It cannot be destroyed. The earthen vessel might be getting slopped around a little bit, but there's some treasure in the earthen vessel that is given onto you from God. And it's a good thing sometimes for our earthen vessel to be crushed in order for the treasure that's within us to erupt and to come out and to give God the glory. Verse 10, always carrying in about the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. So we must know that all our sin was already crucified on the cross with Jesus Christ. We are forgiven. The blood of Jesus was shed for the forgiveness of our sins. The blood of Jesus was shed for the cleansing of our conscience from dead works in order for us to serve the living God. The blood of Jesus was shed for our healing, in order for our bodies to operate in the perfection of which they were created. There are so many benefits. The Bible says that he loads us up daily with his benefits. Going down to verse 18, it says, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So we must put some time, some focus in on manifesting the things that are unseen, bringing forth God's kingdom.
Amen. Now, we want to leave you this morning. I want to leave you with Philippians chapter 3. I want to leave you with this prayer today. I just felt, and this is so good. I want to pray this over your life. Philippians chapter 3, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Mm-hmm. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, and this Thursday, which surpasseth all human
understanding,
will guard your heart in this Thursday and mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, finally, make your day count, listeners, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there's any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy,
mm-hmm,
meditate today on these things. Hallelujah. Go out and meditate. Go out today and do something good. Go out today and do something productive.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage you, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice, I say. God is a good God, and he loves you.
Yes, make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. WMIE.